New Hampshire Buttigieg co-chair, the results of Iowa speak for themselves. By Christina Wong on February 8, 2020. Manchester, New Hampshire, Pete Buttigieg's campaign on Friday evening after the 8th Democrat debate touted the results of the Iowa caucus, which showed the former South Bend mayor winning by a sliver over Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. The national movement is catching on, right? I mean, you saw a historic night in Iowa. Look, let's just talk about Iowa for a second, said Maura Sullivan, the campaign's New Hampshire co-chair and a Marine veteran. The people of Iowa have spoken and the results speak for themselves. And what happened that night was a historic night, not just for this campaign but for the country, she said. And it gave people all across America faith in what is possible, who thought they might never see what we experienced in Iowa, she said. Meanwhile, Sanders' campaign manager Faiz Shakir slammed the results of the caucus, calling it an abysmal moment of incompetence. He said Friday evening that the Iowa Democratic Party should be ashamed of the way they handled the caucus, and said the Democrat Party should relook at how it manages the primary schedule and whether Iowa should be first. Polls, as well as the popular vote, showed Sanders ahead. But Buttigieg and Sanders tied in delegates after the IDP announced the final results. Sanders supporters were furious, calling Buttigieg mayor cheat. However, Buttigieg is surging in New Hampshire, the state with the next primary on Tuesday. Sullivan said she was not surprised by the Iowa caucus results, attributing it to a strong ground game, as well as Buttigieg's appeal to voters looking for change. Former Vice President Joe Biden's press secretary Simone Sanders on Friday also took a swipe at Buttigieg, implying that he would do well in New Hampshire due to its demographics. Look, I think this state is actually a state that also probably tracks pretty good for Pete Buttigieg given its demographic makeup, Sanders said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.